And welcome back courtside at West County High School. One contest already in the books. The Central Lady Rebels are back to back to back to back district champions, winning another Class 3 district title, their third in a row in Class 3. The one prior to that coming in Class 4, a 59-45 win over the fourth-seeded Steelville Cardinals. A fantastic game to get our coverage started for Class 3 District 3's championship night. Up next, we'll have the one versus the two. On the boys' side, the top-seeded defending champion Central Rebels take on the second seed and host of this year's tournament, the West County Bulldogs. And that's the noise you're hearing in the background. The Purple Faithful making some noise as West County comes on to the floor. I did have a chance to speak with both head coaches of this contest. Adam Barton for the Central Rebels, Coach Bula Breyer for the West County Bulldogs. Both coaches pretty fired up for this matchup tonight. The crowd is pretty electric. The team's ready to go. We've got 14 minutes until we can start this contest. I don't know if they'll be able to contain it for all 14. So we'll step aside before we get too far down the line. And when we come back in 2 minutes, we'll hear from the head coach of the defending champion Central Rebels. Coach Adam Barton joins us on the pregame up next on J98.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, go Blue Jays!
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville. Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
The Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship coming up next on J98 between the top-seeded Central Rebels and the second-seeded West County Bulldogs. Joining us on the pregame, the head coach of the Rebels, Coach Adam Barton. Coach, your team back into the district championship. You've been a part of the program. This is your first time at the helm as taking your team into the district championship. What do you expect against another contest with West County?
Well, I think it's going to be a good game. You know, I think both teams are going to come out with some energy, and the crowd's going to be awesome. And both teams are going to play really hard and put it all on the line. And, you know, whichever team executes and just plays better basketball is going to win.
The crowd has definitely been electric from even before the game started. Your team has fed off of crowds quite well throughout this season. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think any team or any high school player, when you have a lot of your community and your classmates and people there supporting you and cheering for you, I think it gives you a little extra boost. It's what makes high school basketball so fun, environments like this. Loud, crazy gyms, people chanting. I love it. I wish we could play in an environment like this every night.
Oh, man, we would all be stealing money if we had something like this every night. Your team, a fairly different look from the years past as far as the teams that made the run in the district championship. A handful of seniors on that team. How bad do those guys want it, and how bad do the guys around them want it for them?
Well, you know, we are seniors. Every senior wants to go out, you know, with a district championship. They want to go out on a win. Kobe and Brandon put in a lot of hard work the last 4 years. They've prepared themselves from this game. They've been in a lot of big games, and they're ready to go do what it takes to get this championship.
2-0 versus West County this season. It's tough to beat a team twice. You always hear that. Three times, definitely not an easy task. How do you do it?
Well, I think you don't do anything different. I think you just stick with the things that made you successful in the first two games. Try to eliminate some of the mistakes. But you never know. You know, as a coach, you play a team once, twice, three times, and each game can be completely different pace, different people doing different things. So, you know, the first two games really don't matter. We come out tonight and see what happens and see what the game dictates and then adjust if need be and go from there.
What do you want to see out of your guys?
Well, I want to see them rise to the challenge here and not get overwhelmed by the moment. I want them to be calm, be poised, execute what we've worked on this year. But most of all, I want to see them have fun, play hard, and really enjoy this moment, because win or lose, these are nights that are special that you'll remember the rest of your life. So I hope they at least will take a moment at some point tonight and kind of soak all this in and cherish it.
I'd say it's definitely going to be something to behold. Once again, talking with the head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Adam Barton. Coach, best of luck in the district championship game.
All right, thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
We'll catch up afterwards. Tip-off coming up next on J98, The Boot.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
The staff, students, and community of Cuba are proud of the Wildcats and their coaches. You've given countless hours of hard work and dedication. We're proud of the way that you represent the district and the community. Crawford County, our two school districts, sends the best of luck to all of the players in the 2017 District Basketball Tournament. This message brought to you by the Crawford County, our two school district in Cuba. Go Wildcats!
All Aboard Learning Center in Cuba is the only accredited facility in Crawford County offering care for children 6 weeks to 13 years of age. All Aboard Learning Center is open Monday through Friday from 6 until 6. Full or part-time care is available. To enroll your child in child care or preschool, call 677-2252. That number again, 677-2252, or log on to allaboardlearningcenter.org. That's All Aboard Learning Center. They make learning fun on Rutz Subdivision Road in Cuba.
7 minutes until we can start this contest between West County and Central. The top seed in this district, the Central Rebels. They are trying to defend their district championship from a year ago. They will be matched up with the West County Bulldogs. For Central, their road to the district championship. In the opening round, they topped the 8 seed Grandview 53-35. Beat the number 5 seed St. Pius in the semifinals 68-59 to earn a spot in this district championship game. And after winning in that semifinal round, the Rebels come in with a record of 20-8 on the season. For West County, they enter the championship at 22-5, a first-round victory over Bourbon at 85-67, beating Steelville in the semifinal round 75-60, and getting set for their fourth appearance in the district championship in the past 4 seasons. All previous attempts for West County in the district championship, they have fallen short. And the past couple of years, it have come at the hands of these Central Rebels. Who will prevail tonight? Who will advance on into the state sectional round? That will be decided. I started to say after 4 quarters, I don't know if that will do it tonight. The Rebels already on the season have a pair of victories over West County and a combined margin of 38 points in those 2 victories. This time it will be played on West County's home floor as they are the host of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. Coach Adam Barton in his first year, has the Rebels in the district championship game. He was a part of the program over their past few years, making the run in the district tournament, so he has been here and has done that. A very youthful bunch for Central as compared to the past couple of years, the few runs that they've had. This team, not very heavy in the senior column, but the seniors that are on this ball club, they want to get out of here with a W tonight. Brandon Wagner, a senior, and Kobe Wright, a senior for this Central Rebel ball club. But on the other side, in purple, for West County, they've got a handful of seniors that really want this W. They've seen their team come up on the short end for the past couple of years. Brendan Pingle, a senior. Jacob Meinerzagen, a senior. Jared Barnett and Jared Jones, seniors as well. So we'll see careers in tonight, and some teams will extend and guarantee themselves at least one more game. Just over 4 minutes until we can start this contest between number one Central and number two West County. We'll take our final pause of the pregame show. When we come back in 2 minutes, we'll introduce you to the starting lineups for Central and West County and get started in the Class 3 District 3 Championship. We'll be back in 2 minutes on J98.
It's the unauthorized Articat factory sales event, only at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Unauthorized because the only permission I needed was from me to blow out these new non-current Articats at the most ridiculous low prices ever. How about a new Wildcat Trail side-by-side that was $11,500, now only $8,000? Or a new Articat 700 XT full-featured utility sport ATV, was $10,500, now only $5,800. But wait, there's lots more unauthorized deals, like the Articat 1000 XT with more power than you can imagine. Was $11,500, now only $6,700. And hunters, listen up. Hit the woods in the new Articat 700 Limited camo model with power steering, bumpers, aluminum wheels, and a winch. Was $11,500, now only $6,200. No one, I mean no one, can touch these deals. This is Tim Serdike at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail, Highway 67 South of Festus, next to the Harley store. For complete details, go to tserdikestt.com and like us on Facebook.
Prices do not include sales tax, destination dealer, prep, freight, administration, or licensing fees. See store for details.
The entire staff of the City of Steelville wishes to congratulate the Steelville Cardinals basketball team on a successful season. It takes an enormous amount of hard work and dedication to have a successful season. The City of Steelville is very proud of the school and all of the students. The city wishes the best of luck to the boys and girls on the Steelville Cardinals basketball team during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Go Cardinals!
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main and Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
It is that time. 2 minutes until we start the Class 3 District 3 Championship game from West County High School. You're tuned in to J98. We've covered this tournament from start to finish, and the finish, four quarters away. West County, the one, or West County, the two. Central is the one. Central has won this district the past two seasons, looking to accomplish that for the third time in a row. West County trying to break that trend. The Bulldogs have finished second in this district over the past couple of years. They've been to four consecutive district tournaments. They've lost four district championships. They've lost all four. They're going to try to buck that trend tonight. Four seniors trying to extend their careers for West County. Two seniors trying to do the same for the Central Rebels. The Rebels have a 2-0 mark against West County this year and a combined margin in those two games of 38 points. In favor of the Rebels. The outside shot for Central could definitely be a factor. Jacob Meinerzagen, Matt Momot, Jared Jones, how will they facilitate and flow for the Bulldogs? A crowd across the way from us has a great deal of red. The crowd behind us has a great deal of purple all the way across the top of this gymnasium, lined shoulder to shoulder across the top railing. Not a seat left in the house. You'll be lucky to find a clean spot on the rail to lean over and watch this game. And under a minute on the countdown clock, both teams removing the warm-ups. And we will introduce you to the starting lineups as they are introduced on the floor at West County High School. We'll start with the lower seed, the host of this tournament. They'll come out wearing all purple uniforms with gray trim, gray stripe down the side, white numbers outlined in gray, and Bulldogs across the back of the West County jersey. The starting five for the 22-5 West County Bulldogs, the 5'10 senior. Starting at point guard, wearing number 15, Brendan Pingle. The leading scorer, averaging over 20 points per contest, a 6'3 senior, number 22, Jacob Meinerzagen. At 5'10, the senior, Matt Momot, wears number 33, and the front court for the West County Bulldogs, a pair of 6'3 seniors, number 44, Jared Barnett, and number 52, Jared Jones. Now for the defending champion, the number one seed, Central Rebels. The starting five, a 6-foot junior, number 11, Wade Surface. 6'3 senior, one of two seniors on this Central ball club, number 13, Brandon Wagner. Brandon's younger brother, 5'11 freshman, wears number 22, Brent Wagner. And the big guys inside, a 6'3 freshman. Starting for the Rebels, number 34, Brevin McMullen. And at the five, the 6'3 junior, number 44, Holden Mayberry. Both teams are on to the floor. Central wearing their home white uniforms as the higher seed in this contest. A clean white, red stripe down the side, bifurcated at the hip. Red numbers outlined in black. And it says Rebels in navy numerals or navy lettering across the chest. The numerals are red. Standing in the center circle on the left side for the Rebels, the freshman at 6'3", Brevin McMullen. On the right side, the 6'3" senior, Jacob Meinerzagen. Both in the circle. We are underway. It's up in the air. The tip won by Meinerzagen and West County. Back to Matthew Momot. Momot across the midline. Lobs a pass to the right elbow. Give and go. Meinerzagen to the 10. And our first points go to the Purple Crown. Jacob Meinerzagen has West County out front 2-0. Central tries to respond. Their first trip on the offensive end. It's taken away by Jared Jones, and a foul will be called on Brevin McMullen trying to take that basketball away. The senior Jones says, "You reach, I teach." We'll go back the other way.
I said going into this game, I think Jones is going to be the big X factor tonight. He is a player that when his game is on, he does a little of everything. He sets screens. He hits the shot from the outside. He can distribute as well. And he just showed there he's a good defender.
Here he is on the low block with the basketball out. And one pass from Meinerzagen into the left corner for Momot. The three comes up empty. Wade Surefis pulls down the board. He's out on the run, driving, kicks out near corner, catch and shoot, three ball. McMullen, strong. The rebound comes down to Meinerzagen and West County. He'll go behind the back, through traffic. It's a 4-on-1. Meinerzagen will stop at the right wing, bounces into the far baseline. He has it there with Barnett. Back to Meinerzagen, drives, kicks out. Jones, left wing, three. It rattles out. The rebound comes down. It's a loose ball, won by Brent Wagner. The outlet to Brandon. He'll slowly bring it up the floor. Pingle.
That may be the one issue with Jones in his game. When he shoots outside, he's not there to grab the rebound.
That is true. He'll usually chase it and go for the putback. Hasn't done that in this tournament. Here's Central still trying to get on the scoreboard. Just a 2-0 game so far with West County in the driver's seat. Mayberry fires a pass into the near corner for three. Brent Wagner strong. Brandon there to pull down the miss. He'll go off the window. Can't get it to fall. And the miss comes down to Pingle. The outlet, Meinerzagen down the far sideline. Hesitates, drives through, floats through traffic, and gets a foul call on Brent Wagner. And Wagner camped out trying to get the charge. Did not get the call. Jacob headed to the line.
And that's a shame because Brandon Wagner actually had the block from behind on Meinerzagen. He reached over the top. He gets up, Brandon Wagner. He's not just a shooter. He's got some long arms, too, and just reached over the top.
Meinerzagen at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First free throws of the game. It's out of his hand, and it's off left. A little bit strong. We'll thank some of our sponsors. All Aboard Learning Center of Cuba, Action Auto Sales in Steelville, West St. Francis County School District of Leadwood, and St. Pius High School in Festus, along with Ruther Ford in Herculaneum. Second free throw is up. And 0-for-2 goes Meinerzagen. The rebound comes down to McMullen and the Rebels. Set up half court defensively. West County, Pingle up at the midline. He'll wait. Brandon Wagner drives, kicks into the near corner. Brent for the triple. Strong. Skying for the board was McMullen, but Jared Jones pokes it away from him. Over to Momot down the far sideline. Momot fires a pass into the block and off the hands of Barnett and out of bounds back to Central. A fast pace so far, and I imagine these two teams had a lot of adrenaline flowing just watching the previous game unfold. Sheriffus and the Rebels in the front court. Crossover, uses a screen, pulls up, and buries the three. He rolls around for the pick and pop, and the Rebels out front 3-2.
And a high arcing pick and pop. That almost banked in off the rafters.
Sheriffus had it in his head from the get-go. No hesitation on the jump shot. Does West County have an answer quickly? Jared Jones at the top of the key. Back down against Mayberry. He'll send it out to the sideline to Momot. Momot in between the rings for the left-hand dribble. Loses the basketball, corrals it. Over to Jared Jones, resets. Back to Momot, back to Jones. They'll swap out. Minor shaking from 23 feet. Rattles out off the front of the rim. Off the back, the rebound comes down to Mayberry. He'll leave it off for Sheriffus. Sheriffus directs traffic as he comes across. Calls for the screen, goes the opposite way. Drives through, Eurostep through the lane. Wade Sheriffus. Unbelievable agility as he drives through the lane. He's got all five for Central. A miss on the other end of the floor.
That was blocked by Wagner.
And Wagner has been turned up defensively all season long. Here's Brandon on the floor with a right hand. Sends it into the corner, back up top to McMullen. McMullen puts it on the floor, crosses over, working on Minor, shaking hands off with Sheriffus, driving through the lane, up with a left hand, can't get it to fall off the window. The rebound comes down to Jones, the outlet, Minor shaking, one pass. Here's Momot driving through with a left hand, and the shot is blocked inside. Barnett gets the miss, goes back up, can't get it to go. This time the rebound pulled away by Mayberry and the Rebels. Sheriffus looks over to Coach Barton, now crosses midcourt. The official comes back, nearly an over back, as Sheriffus leisurely took it to the far side. They'll move the basketball, swinging to the near corner. Brent Wagner strong in the triple for the third time. There's Mayberry, pulls down the miss, goes off the near window, off the upper 90, and gets it to go off the glass. Holden Mayberry, the first Rebel not named Wade Sheriffus to score, and the Rebs out to a 7-2 start, forcing a timeout on the floor by West County.
And they're in the middle of a 7-0 run right now. Things didn't look so good for them early on. They were missing some open shots. They weren't getting any of the rebounds, but they're catching up in the rebound margin, only down by one right now to West County, and they're up seven because their defense is locking down, too.
It's been a fast pace to get things started for Class 3 District 3 Championship Night. The girls' game was a thriller from start to finish. The boys' game has matched that intensity so far. I want to say thanks to some of our sponsors like Grandview R2 Schools of Hillsboro, Serdike Hartley and Festus, Jefferson R7 Schools South of Festus, and Leadbelt Stove and Fireplace in Park Hills. As we get back underway, we see Reed Pratt come on the floor for Brendan Pingle. Minor shaking on the right wing has it. They'll send it up top. Kennard. He'll swap out, set a screen. Minor shaking takes the basketball, pulls up from the right-handed 15-footer. All nylon for Minor Zagan. He's got all four for West County. Sheriffus into the front court. Picks up the dribble. Mayberry around the perimeter of the far side of the floor. Handoff exchange. Kicks to the top from Wagner to McMullen. Drives inside. Lobs the pass inside for Mayberry. Gets the contact and gets the bucket. The hoop and the harm for Holden Mayberry. And the Rebels starting to push. Can Mayberry convert on the and one? Free throw to come.
And what's interesting, most of this has come from inside, too. The only three coming downtown from Wade Sheriffus. But beyond that, it's been the inside game for them.
And the free throw falls for Mayberry. He converts on that and one opportunity. 10-4. The Rebels up by six early on. Here's a steal. Here's Brandon Wagner in the passing lane with the right hand. Off glass, too strong, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Brent Wagner and the Rebels. West County will get the ball.
I think they're going to get him for a foul, too, Brent Wagner.
They sure are.
Might take him with over the back. They do. That's his second already.
So that's two on Brent, the other on Brevin McMullen. Three fouls on Central, just one on West County. The inbounds on the far baseline. West County works right to left. They'll have to work the full length of the floor. Already onto the left wing with Momont. Jared Jones at the top of the key. Drives inside. Back to the basket. Spin move. Right-handed shot on the turnaround. Falls for Jared Jones. 10-6. Central out front with possession of the ball. 2:39 to go in the first. Wade Sheriffis uses a McMullen screen, goes right back to him. The roll, the three ball, strong off back iron. The miss comes down to Meinerzhagen. He'll take it across into the front court. On the right wing, crossover, trying to work on Hopkins. Kicks to the far corner. Kennard for three, off back iron. Going up to get the board is Meinerzhagen. Tips it out. It's pulled down by Brandon Wagner. The Rebels out on the run. Bounce pass to the left block. McMullen, strong. Hopkins skies in for the board. Kicks out. Catch a 2-3. Sheriffis fouled on it. No call. The miss comes down to McMullen. He'll turn around. Left hand and gets the third attempt to go. Brevin McMullen doubling up West County. 12-6. The Rebels. The Bulldogs have an answer. It's been 2-1 from the start in favor of Central. West County needs to find some rhythm here. Momont with the basketball in front of the Rebels bench. Kicks right wing. Here's the triple. Jared Jones with the three ball. 12-9. It's a one possession game. The three balls will be a big factor on either side all night long. Sheriffis kicks up top. Mayberry drives inside. Stutter steps. Hesitates. Back to the basket. Holds the basketball. Lobs over the top of the defender out to the right wing. 25, 30 feet from the bucket. It's Brandon Wagner trying to work on Pratt. He'll kick to the top of the key. It's Mayberry driving in. Can't get the right-handed runner to go. Tips the ball out. Left wing three. Sheriffis off the glass. This one's going to trickle all the way back to the midline. Tracked down by Brandon Wagner. The Rebels doing a great job on the offensive glass so far, getting several opportunities on the offensive end. Brandon Wagner with a crossover. Sends it to the top of the key with Mayberry. Mayberry, one bounce, picks up the dribble, sends it back up top. Couple of touch passes. McMullen drives inside, swaps out with Will Hopkins. He'll turn around, left the defender, kick out. Right wing three, wide open. McMullen, it rattles out. Jones, another rebound. Under a minute to go. Into the front court. Kennard, near corner to Momont. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Kennard sets a screen. Momont will send it between the rings to Pratt. Over to the far side. Meinerzhagen holds it with under 30 on the clock. Guarded by Hopkins. One of the better defenders locked down on Meinerzhagen. Pratt holds the basketball between the rings. Tries to pass to the right side. Tipped out of bounds by Wade Sheriffis. It will stay with West County with 19.4 ticks in the first. We'll see a side out for West County in the front court, just offset of the scorer's table. In the back court, Brandon Wagner gets a hand on it, somehow nearly corrals it, and it's Central basketball. Wow, I cannot believe he was able to track that down. Anticipated the pass, covered 15 feet on the inbounds, tipped it away, and gives the Rebels a possession with 17.4 to go.
I'm just impressed he was able to tip that off of one of the players for West County. How did he maintain possession of that after getting the steal?
The baseline inbound comes in clean. Up top to Sheriffis. 10 to go. Hopkins has it on the right wing. Swaps out with Sheriffis. Puts it on the deck. Drives inside. Nearly lost balance. Goes up and under.
Wow.
With a circus shot. Wade Sheriffis puts the Rebels up 14-9. Here's a prayer at the buzzer that won't fall. And what an opening frame we've had so far. 14-9. The Rebels lead the Bulldogs after one quarter of play. We've still got three more of these. Unbelievable. We'll be back in 30 on J98.
This is Lance Sechrist at Lead Belt Stove and Fireplace. Winter is here, but it's not too late to add a high-efficiency heat source to your home. In Missouri, our heat runs for 45 months each year, so there is tremendous opportunity for savings on your utilities. We offer many efficient options in direct vent gas, vent-free gas, and wood-burning stoves or fireplaces. We'll find the right unit to suit your family's needs and save you money. Stop by our showroom at 1313 North St. Joe Drive in Park Hills or visit us online to request a free quote anytime at leadbeltstove.com.
After one quarter of play in the Class 3 District 3 Championship game, 14-9, the Rebels lead the Bulldogs. Central looking for their third consecutive. West County trying to buck that trend. They've gone 0-4 in district championship games in the past 4 years. As we get started in quarter number two, the Rebels with a five-point advantage start with the basketball. On the left wing, Hopkins moves it to the far corner. Brandon Wagner, step back, long two. Nylon Wagner turns and smiles at the crowd as he heads back up the floor. His first points of the night. Makes it 17-9. So they mark that down as a three ball for Brandon Wagner. A foul called on the other end of the floor as West County moves into the front court with a head of steam. And Momot will go to the line to shoot a pair. He and Sheriffis exchange pleasantries. That foul was called on Wade. Momot gets the friendly roll on the first. His first points of the game. Three bounces for Momot. It's up and in. Mo goes 2 for 2 on that trip. West County 2 of 4 as a team. Central 1 of 1 at the line. The Rebels lead at 17-11. Sheriffis kicks up top. McMullen crossover working on Minor Shaken. Back to the basket. Blew around two defenders. Previn McMullen trying to get into the highlight reel with that one. And a steal. Sheriffis outruns everybody. Elevates. Can't finish at the 10. Jared Jones pulls down the miss. Outlet. Momot on the run. Minor Shaken to the window and in.
Going coast to coast, back and forth at a fast pace. I love it.
The track meet has begun. 19-13, 7 minutes left in the first half. Central out front. They've got possession. Sheriffis rolls around to McMullen screen, sends it to the left wing to Will Hopkins. He'll put it on the floor with the right hand. Back to Sheriffis, driving through the lane, out of control, flips it up towards the rim, no call, smacks the floor as he gets back up. Momot out on the run, he's going to go coast to coast, rejected, and he rolled his ankle as he came down to the floor. He's going to try to walk it off. Looks like they're going to get Brandon Wagner with a chase down block, and he'll be called for the foul on that one. No, they're going to call McMullen. That will be his second. McMullen must have reached as Momot elevated, so Mo will go back to the free throw line. Just went 2 for 2. Makes the first free throw. Makes it 19-14. Brevin McMullen checks out as Kobe Wright comes on the floor. Jace Bland on the floor as well. Goes Barnett, Minor Shagan, Momot, Vincent, Jared Jones for West County. Second free throw up and in. That makes it 19-15. Momot 4 of 4 at the line in the second quarter. Sheriffis into the front court. Stands on the West County logo. Lobs it up to the center circle to Brandon. Back to Wade. Hopkins at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Drives inside. Door closed off by Jared Jones. He'll reverse course. Passes over to the right block. Kobe Wright elevates. Lost the basketball. Called for the double dribble. And that'll give it back to West County. And the crowd on our right comes to life. The crowd on our left, quite the opposite.
He lost that one clean. He tried to argue that it got tipped away from him, which would allow him to start dribbling again, but he just kind of lost control of it there.
6 minutes to go in the half, 19-15. West County down by 4. They've got possession of it. Minor Shagan drives inside, puts up a right-handed runner, missed it, but called for the foul on the rebound. And Momot comes to him and says, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Minor Shagan picks up his first. Sheriffis and the Rebels in the front court as he goes down the far sideline. Under 6 to go. Up by 4 and trying to extend it. Bland puts it on the deck with the right hand. Back to the basket. Kick out. Kobe Wright. He'll drive from the top of the key. Off the window after the Euro step. And Kobe Wright into the scoring column. The senior chipping in. 21-15. Here's Vincent in West County trying to drive. He'll draw a block. Trying to drive from the left wing along baseline on the floor. Puts the clock at 5:40. That is team foul number 6 on Central. Vincent with a baseline inbounds near side of the 10. That foul charge to Jace Bland. Vincent a long look. 2, 3. Bounces to the near corner to Minerzagan. Guarded by Hopkins. He'll pass it overhead. Now Vincent on the left wing to Jones. And it's taken away by Wade Sheriffis. Sheriffis in the passing lanes once again. Down the near sideline. Crossover. Step back. He'll pass to the top to Mayberry. Mayberry holds a basketball. Takes it to the far side of the floor. Picks up the dribble. Has to get helped out. Sends it back up top to Kobe Wright. Kobe Wright looks to drive. Kicks. Baseline jumper for Hopkins. A little bit long. Kobe Wright pulls down the miss. Wright trapped on the baseline. Turns and throws it off of Minerzagan. And it'll be a baseline inbounds for Rebel. And a smart play by Kobe Wright. He was pinned on the baseline and just threw it off of Meinerschagen's foot.
Smart veteran play by the senior. Rather than force a bad pass, just get the free inbounds underneath the basket you're shooting on.
A baseline inbounds for the Rebels on the offensive end. And a block by Matthew Momot, but right back to Kobe Wright. To Mayberry. Hopkins has it up top. He'll pick up the dribble. Looking to get rid of it. Finds Brandon Wagner right in front of the West County bench. Wagner puts it on the floor. Tries to drive against the double. It's closed off. He'll reverse course. It's tipped away. Will they stay in bounds? No. It will not stay in bounds. Trying to save it along the sidelines on the near side of the floor was Nate Kennard. Unable to stay in bounds before leaving his feet. And a timeout called on the floor.
Kennard may not have saved the ball there, but he definitely saved the life of some little kid that he almost ran over. And, you know, a nice guy, Kennard, obviously, because he, after that, even though he didn't even contact the kid, he still, like, bent down and asked him if he was all right. Kid seems to be doing just fine, though.
And not a lot of room on the sidelines if you're going to go out of bounds on this floor tonight. With 4:49 on the second quarter clock, Central leading West County 21-15. I want to thank some of our sponsors, such as Shelter Insurance Agent Dana Richter of Steelville, Heartland Memorial Service, LaPlante Carpet of Park Hills, Crawford County R2 School District of Cuba, Buckley Towing in Park Hills, Mineral Area College of Park Hills, the Glore Foundation of Arnold, along with Pomodoro's Pasta and Sub in Arnold. As we get back underway, the Rebels with the inbounds into the front court. Just under five to play. Brandon Wagner from the left elbow puts it on the floor, drives in with the right hand, a little bit strong. Will Hopkins rips away and called for a walk as he lost the balance. Trying to pull that away from the West County rebounder was Kennard, and just shuffled his feet as he was falling backwards. Can West County make the most of the opportunity? 21-15, they trail it. A pass to the right wing. Meinerschagen bounces it inside, and a foul called on Mayberry trying to get position, defensive position against Jared Jones down low. The first on Mayberry. That is seven on Central with 4:23 to play in the second quarter. So the front end of a 1-1 to come from Jared Jones. Jones has 5 points in the game. He'll be shooting his first free throws of the contest. Or I should say free throw. Only one guarantee. It's up and it. Okay, now free throws.
Yes, plural.
Free throws have gone well so far for West County. 5 of 5 in the second. I said it out loud, so we'll probably miss. And he did.
You trying reverse jinx him there?
I was trying. I was hoping. The rebound comes down to Holden Mayberry. The outlet to Brandon Wagner. Wagner on the right wing. Double comes his way. He'll bounce it around the double. Over to Mayberry. Handoff exchange with Shurafis on the left wing. Meinerschagen gets a hand on it. Dives on the floor. Tries to throw it to Momot. Back to Shurafis. He'll drive. Goes off window. You've got to be kidding me with this. He is as flexible as any human in existence to get that off the window. Wade Shurafis playing out of his mind. 23-16. Meinerschagen on the right wing, a bounce pass to the near or the far block, and a trap there set up for Kennard. Back to Meinerschagen in the corner, off back iron from the triple. Mayberry fouled by Jared Jones on the rebound.
And it's hard to believe that is only the third foul that's been committed by West County in the first half as a team.
A 7 on Central, just that third, as Sean mentioned, on West County.
It's been a tough, gritty game for both sides, but West County's played far cleaner thus far.
Jones subs out before the inbounds for Barnett. Shurafis and the Rebels, a no-look pass to his left over the shoulder. Wagner drives baseline, goes no-look to the elbow to right. Now they've got a down low to Mayberry. He'll turn around, goes off the window. Holden Mayberry has vastly improved his low post presence. 25-16, the lead is 9. Momot trying to cut into it, unable to do so. Mayberry on the rebound. He'll leave it off for Brandon Wagner. Wagner directs traffic as he crosses midcourt. He'll take it to the near sideline. Pratt will come with it. Wagner sends a pass over the left wing to Kobe Wright. On the deck with the right hand. Dribble drive, kick out to Shurafis. Man up defense. He'll take it into the corner. Pulls up for three, and the high arcing triple. Wade Shurafis, another one. He'll steal it. Goes behind the back. Up and under. Reverse. Over his shoulder. Misses on the circus shot. And a timeout called on the baseline by Brandon Wagner for the Central Rebels. They lead this one by 12 at 28-16 with 2:40 to play. We're back in 30 for more Class 3 District 3 Championship action on J98.
You love your pet, and your pet loves you. A precious pet is just an extension of your family, right? Give your pet the dignity that they deserve when the time comes. Heartland Memorial Service in Park Hills offers memorial services for your pet, with cremations, burials, urns, monuments, and viewing rooms for memorials. They will even pick up your pet and take care of the arrangements for you. Heartland Memorial Service, Highway 8 in Park Hills, 573-431-2328.
28-16, Central leading West County in the Class 3 District 3 Championship game. From West County High School on J98, 2:40 to play in the second quarter. Brandon Wagner, a baseline inbounds. The Rebels have it on the offensive end. Lob between the rings to Mayberry. He bumps at a 35-foot three and chuckles. Gives the whole crowd a good laugh. Here's Sheriffus. He'll take it and says, I'll take that 35-footer, and I'll make that 35-footer. The range is endless for Sheriffus. 31-16, a 15-point advantage. Vincent drives inside, comes up, and goes up and under the defense. Uses the rim to his advantage and stops the bleeding for West County. 31-18. The Rebels pushing the pace. Here's Sheriffus from 26 feet out. He gets fouled in the process. Falls down. Misses on the triple. Vincent, the long rebound. Stops and pop, but called for the over-under cupping the basketball as he tried to stop his momentum. And things are just starting to go very well for Central.
I mean, especially when Sheriffus is shooting the way that he is, whether it's on the drive or from downtown, he's hitting some high-difficulty shots in this game.
I mean, he pulled up from 25, no questions asked, and got it to go. Unbelievable. And Brandon Wagner brings the Rebels into the front court. Up top to Mayberry. Off to the left wing, Hopkins on a handoff exchange. A pass back to the left wing. Sheriffus puts it on the floor, stops. He'll kick it up top. Hopkins through the lane, tries to go off with a right hand off glass. Can't get it to go. Mayberry pulls down the miss. His shot opportunity. It's going to fall short. Minershagen comes away with the basketball. Down the floor. Back the other way. And a foul will be called on Jacob Minershagen. The offensive foul. The player control foul. As Wagner camped out and got the charge call.
And Central wants a technical against Vinson. He grabbed the basketball after that offensive foul and just spiked it straight down.
And now they'll stop the action for a little bit. Wagner going to clean up a little bit of perspiration.
And right now, if you look to your right, Holden Mayberry is grimacing, getting in the ear a little bit of Jacob Minershagen. That's not the player you want to smack talk. We were talking about that on our way here. Minershagen, he'll use that to step up in some cases. He feeds off that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's one guy you don't really want to give bulletin board material.
Especially not in-game. He'll shoot it in your face and stare you down as it goes in.
Here's Will Hopkins and the Rebels. Standing in the center circle, Wade Sheriffus working on Momot. Screen set by Mayberry. Sheriffus will take it to the left wing, picks up the dribble, fires around. Two passes over to Hopkins on the right wing. Hopkins will take it out in between the circles. He'll back out to the midline, turning up some clock. Under a minute to go, 31-18, the Rebels lead it. Here's Sheriffus on the right wing, crossover dribble through the lane, stop and pop from 12, and it's in! Everything falling for Sheriffus, contested or not. In transition, out on the run. Minershagen with the right hand. Short on the shot. A foul will be called on Noah Vincent as Brandon Wagner tried to outrun the West County defense and was headed in that direction. Central is just playing at such a high pace, and it's forced West County into some difficult spots. They need to find some flow. That foul was charged to Noah Vincent, his first. 33-18, the Rebels lead it. They've got the basketball with 36 seconds on the second quarter clock. Into the front court. Holden Mayberry has the basketball, holds it there, stares up at the clock, shrugs at his teammate, sends it back to Brent. Brent will look over to Coach Barton, the defense 20 feet off of him. Over to Mayberry. Back to the basket with Minershagen on defense. Brent Wagner on the right wing. Pass off the mark. He would have had a good look at the three. Now to Sherifis. Lobs over to the far corner. It's Brevin McMullen. Drives. Floats off the rim. And the rebound comes down to Mayberry. Mayberry's shot won't fall. He pulls down the rebound. And as he's falling to the ground, puts the shot in. Here's a prayer at the buzzer for Pratt. Off the front of the rim. It won't fall. And the Rebels build a big-time lead. Up by 17 after two. 35-18. The Rebels in the driver's seat headed into the locker room over the West County Bulldogs. We'll take a two-minute pause, and when we come back, we'll jump into halftime coverage on J98.
For unique party sandwiches, pasta, and salad trays, go to Pomodoro's on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. They can make you the perfect sandwich for any occasion, whether it's a family or friend get-together, a holiday party, or a sporting event. You can dine in or carry out. They specialize in quick carry-out service. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sundays, 11 to 7. For your perfect sandwich, stop by Pomodoro's in Arnold or visit them on the web at pomodorosjeffco.com.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century. With a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
This is State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
And a big thank you to State Farm agent Eric Schweiss sponsoring our Stats of the Game all season long. And a big stat for you, 15. That is the leading score with Wade Sherifis. He has 15 points. West County as a team sits with 18. Other contributors for Central, Holden Mayberry with 9. Brevin McMullen with 4, Brandon Wagner with 3, and Kobe Wright with 2 points. Leading the way for West County, Jared Jones and Jacob Meinerzagen, both sitting at 6 points. It's 4 for Matthew Momot and 2 points for Noah Vincent. A lot of work to do for West County if they're going to crawl out of this 17-point hole, down 35-18 after the first two quarters, but plenty of time for West County to make a big push. Slowly but surely they could get back into it. They're going to have to slow the Rebels down. The Rebels getting that schoolyard kind of feel, and it's tough to contain them defensively.
And Meinerzagen has to get going if West County wants to come back in this one. He's only got 6 points so far through one half of play. 6. He's a much better player than that. We mentioned before that he's a player that really gets it going when you start getting in his face and trying to get in his head a little bit. That's what I'm doing if I'm head coach Chris LeBrier at halftime. I'm getting in Meinerzagen's face. I'm yelling at him right now. I'm doing whatever I can to bring out the beast inside of him.
And we know it's in there, and more often than not, that's about all it takes to bring it out. So it's going to be interesting to see how West County comes out of the locker room, playing a little bit flat in that first quarter, and Central building a 17-point advantage at 35-18. We did have an opportunity to talk with the victorious head coach of the Central Rebels as they claim yet another Class 3 District 3 championship. With 6 minutes to go in our halftime show for our Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship game, 35-18, Central leading West County. We'll take a pause in our halftime show. When we come back, we'll hear the thoughts of head coach Josh Mapes next on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.
The faculty and students at Jefferson R7 are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be a high-caliber athlete on and off the field. Stay driven, stay focused, and keep up all the hard work and teamwork, and all your efforts will pay off. This message brought to you by everyone at the Jefferson R7 schools. They say, Go Blue Jays!
Back here on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. Sean Malone, I'm now joined by head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes. Coach Mapes, congratulations on being the Class 3 District 3 Championship. Let's start where the game began. You guys were on the wrong end of a 13-5 run in the first quarter. What were you seeing from your team out there in the quarter?
You know, we just didn't come out and play, and we didn't handle their 1-3-1 very good. But you know what? Ten is a really good player on top of that thing. She's very active and athletic, and you know, Steelville's a good team. I knew we were going to be in a game.
It seemed like early on the energy wasn't there, especially when you compare it to the three quarters that followed. At the start of the second quarter, you forced a couple turnovers, and that really brought your team to life, it seemed. Would you agree with that?
I thought so. You know, the second quarter, I felt we played a really, really good quarter, honestly, and we probably could have had a bigger lead at halftime, but we just didn't make some shots. But the energy, the effort, the intensity was really good in the second quarter.
Energy, effort, intensity, when you say those, you got to think of Caitlin Holmes, especially with the type of game she played tonight. Didn't score a single point in the first quarter. I had her ending the game with 26 points, and she did a lot more than just score. She rebounded. She stole the ball away a couple times. Talk about her play in tonight's game.
Caitlin's a great player. You know, I'm on Caitlin all the time, and I holler at her all the time. She ends up with 20 points, you know, and 10 rebounds or something crazy. But she had a good game tonight, and if you ask Caitlin, she probably will say, I should have made more layups, but she did a great job. She's a tough kid for us.
She really is tough on both ends of the court, and it seems like, you know, although she's a great rebounder, she's lethal in transition as well. She can really move with the ball in her hands.
She is, you know, she is mismatched because she's got to guard a six-footer most games, but that works both ways. Sometimes six-footers have to guard her, and she's a tough matchup away from the basket.
Someone else who played very well for you off the bench was Kimmy Wallen. Didn't do a lot on the stats sheet, but she really was on defense all over Cottrell in the full court press and even in the half court man-to-man as well.
You know, her and Chloe Green all year long have been great for us off the bench. They come in and they just guard their butts off, don't score a whole lot of points, but we wouldn't be where we are without those two for sure.
How does it feel to be Class 3 District 3 champions again?
You know, it feels really good, honestly. I'm excited for our kids because they've worked really hard. And, you know, winning a district's not easy. And I told the kids that. They don't just give those away. And we've been fortunate. We've won four in a row.
You guys are facing off with the Class 3 District 4 champions next in the state tournaments. What do you know about Class 3 District 4?
You know, Whitfield's there, and they're a really solid team. They will be athletic. We will have to play a superb game to beat them. But, you know, they have to win their district still as well. But Principe is a good team. We'll get to see them Saturday, so we'll find out a little more then.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. I've taken enough of it already. Best of luck moving forward, and congratulations on being Class 3 District 3 champions.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. That is head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes, joining us on G98 The Boot.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
Back here on Regional Radio, Sean Malone now joined by Caitlin Holmes, the forward for the Central Rebels, the Class 3 District 3 champion Central Rebels. How does it sound when I say that?
Well, it feels great. Like, just with my team, definitely having them with me, it feels great.
The first quarter, you got into a little bit of foul trouble early on. You had to sit out for a bit, but from the second quarter on, you really came alive and led your team on the glass, forced a couple turnovers on defense, and put up quite a number of points as well. Talk about your performance in the game.
Well, at first when I got in foul trouble in the first quarter, I knew my team was going to be down just a little bit, but I knew they were going to bounce back. And when I came in the game, I had to have that killer instinct to get back up.
You're not one of the taller players that's out there, but every night it seems like you're one of the best rebounders that's out there. Is that something you take pride in?
Yeah, being short at my height, actually, as it is. We're in the weight room all the time, and that helps, especially if you're not tall.
It seems like you also put yourself in great position, doing a good job of boxing out your defender.
Well, we work on that every practice. We're always rebounding. We always do blockout drills.
Talk about your offensive game. It seems like you score outside, but you do a lot of scoring in transition as well. Is that something that you take a lot of pride in, too?
Yeah, coach always says, run the floor. You know, we need transition. That's what's going to win ball games because we're not too tall on the inside, and we are normally up against six-footers.
All right, so you guys are moving on to the state tournament now. How does that feel?
It feels great. I want to repeat as the other years.
Caitlin Holmes joining us on regional radio. Caitlin, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
We will be right back, as in right now. We are ready for second half action as a three ball comes out of the far corner, short of the mark, and the rebound comes down to West County. 35-18, Central out front. The Bulldogs have a lot of work to do, but plenty of time to do it as they work left to right. Here's a pass up top, jab step, three ball off to the left. The rebound jumped about 10 and a half feet high. To tip that was Brandon Wagner and keep it with the Rebels.
I feel like that's not the highest jump for a rebound I've seen him make this season, though.
You know, when he had that block earlier, I thought, well, he can elevate enough to dunk. Here's Brevin McMullen and the Rebels. They'll swing it around the horn, trying to find Wagner slashing through the basket. He'll wrap it around as he jumps out of sorts. Kicks up top. McMullen steps in for the long two. The rebound for Brent Wagner on the miss. The offensive boards are coming from everywhere on the Rebels. It's Shurafis on the right wing, 7 foot off the arc. He'll rotate out, lobs a pass over the double team. He'll switch out with McMullen and draws a foul, trying to drive into the corner and just blocked along that far sideline. First foul of the second half will be charged.
Central so far in the second half, they have some great flow on offense. They know exactly where everyone is and making all perfect passes with almost every single pass they've made.
And a bounce pass on cue from Shurafis around the defense up top to Mayberry to the left wing to Brent Wagner. That previous foul was charged to Barnett. And there's Barnett trying to get into the passing lane. Wagner works around it, moves the basketball back to the far corner, an overhead pass to McMullen. A lot of defensive intensity being shown from West County, and they'll pick up another foul on that far sideline as Brandon Wagner tries to drive again into that far corner, and they're going to get Barnett, so a little deja vu there.
Two fouls already. They did a good job in the first half of not committing a ton of fouls early on. I mean, this isn't quite a ton, but it's almost as much as they had about the second quarter.
They had two quick fouls, both on Barnett. Central with a far sideline inbounds, lobs to the near sideline to Mayberry. He'll chest pass over the right wing. McMullen goes back to the basket, spin move, and called for the walk. That drop step happened in a blink of an eye.
I'm surprised they caught that as a travel. It happened so fast. Uh-oh.
And Toy comes out of the stands.
A little purple ball.
And the official gives it back in a manner that says, what are you doing? I agree, sir. I concur. 6:05 to go in the third. The inbounds comes from the far sideline into the backcourt to Matthew Momot. The West County Bulldogs down by 17. Here's Jacob Miner shaking. Bounce pass through the defenders. Jared Jones nearly lost it. Somehow corrals it. It caroms off over to Momot. Here's a tip ball. The loose ball comes out. Miner shaking. Left elbow. Left it strong on the jumper. The rebound off the hands of Jared Jones, out of bounds to Central, and West County just can't find a rhythm, and as they head back to the defensive side of the floor, showing the body language of a bit of frustration there, Sean.
Yeah, they're not happy with how this game has gone and how this quarter has started either.
Both teams stagnant. No points yet in the third. Here's a catch-and-shoot three. Will it change? McMullen can't break the scoring drought from either side. This one touched last, a long rebound, touched last by West County, out on the side, almost into the corner. It'll be a Central side out. Brandon Wagner tasked with the inbounds, gets it in to Brevin McMullen on the left wing. Up top to Mayberry. He looks to dish it off to Shurafis. He'll do so on the far sideline. Wade with a right-hand dribble, stops, looks at the defender, and pulls up from three. Left it a little short, the rebound to Jared Jones. Jones will bring it across the timeline. Hands it off to Meinerschagen. Drives inside. Works on traffic. Pulls up with a step back jumper from the right elbow and gets it to fall. His first points of the second half. 35-20. Central out front by 15. Well, swinging around the horn. Mayberry has it, trying to direct traffic to Brandon Wagner on the left wing, guarded by Pingle. Brandon will try to drive around two defenders. Goes baseline, went to throw it off of Barnett. Barnett tipped it and went off the bottom of the backboard and out of bounds back to the Rebels. See a quick substitution. Pingle and Barnett out. Kennard and Pratt in. The inbounds to McMullen. Waved off a foul as soon as he caught it on the floor. Clock sits at 4:44, and that will be the third team foul on West County. That one charged to Kennard. His second. Baseline inbounds on the near side of the basket. Wagner gets into the corner, up top to the wing, back to Wagner in the corner. They'll go down low, entry pass, near block. Mayberry goes against traffic, goes against three West County Bulldogs. Shot won't fall, but he'll muscle his way to the free throw line. Mayberry, from the start of the year to now, not even the same guy.
He has just improved more and more as the year has gone on.
His low post presence, his back to the basket moves have really come a long way. At the line, about five taps around the rim, and it finally falls in. Mayberry so far 2 of 2 on the night at the free throw line. And he goes 3 for 3 as he makes both on that trip. 37-20, the lead back to 17. Here's Meinerschagen working on Brandon Wagner. A screen set. Meinerschagen will use it. Look, throws a no-look pass to Jared Jones. A little bit too much sauce on it. Jones working down low on the block. Back to the basket. Puts the shot up and in. The foul is called. And Jared Jones, an opportunity to convert on an and one.
Great play by Jones with some composure, too. The double team came. He didn't panic. He kept posting up. Eventually, the double team peeled off, leaving him one-on-one again and put up the shot through traffic.
Mayberry tagged with a foul. A couple of substitutions as Brent Wagner and Brevin McMullen head off. Jace Bland on the floor. Will Hopkins comes on. Free throw for Jones. Rattles out the rebound to Mayberry. He has done a masterful job on the glass so far tonight. He'll dish it off to Wagner. Brandon Wagner will cross the timeline. Takes it in front of the Rebels bench on the right wing. A left-hand dribble. Waits for the double to come his way. Skip pass around it to Jace Bland. Bland sets a screen. Brandon will come take the basketball away from him. The double comes to him immediately. Lobs to the far side. Hopkins and Mayberry fight for the basketball. Hopkins comes away with it and somehow stays in play.
Same team, boys. Same team.
Exactly. Hopkins backs out to midcourt. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Drives into the corner. Finds Sheriffus.
He hasn't gotten many shots off in this quarter here. They really locked down on Sheriffus thus far.
Screen set by Bland. Wade will take it to the center circle. Wrap around the defense. A bounce pass to Hopkins. And time just ticking away here on this possession. Central has it in the far corner. Hands it off. Does Hopkins to Brandon. He'll back out to the rings. Bounces as he drives in. Goes baseline to Hopkins. Not a lot of room there. Up top, it's Mayberry with the basketball. Mayberry backs out to the center circle, to Jace Bland. Bland does the same, swaps out with Sheriffus. Sheriffus takes it out towards the midline. Double team follows him out there. He'll jump pass, gets it to Mayberry. Mayberry drives, dishes, near side jumper for Hopkins. He gets the friendly roll. Will Hopkins in the scoring column. His first points with under three to play in the third. Makes it 39-22, and West County has yet to trim away at this deficit. Here's a rifle pass down low on the block. Jared Jones, a turnaround jumper. Shot won't fall. He'll head back down the floor as Wagner pulls down the board for Central. West County has not chipped away at the deficit at all in the third, sticking at 17. Brandon trying to work past Pratt. A shovel pass to the left wing to Sheriffus. Sheriffus looking for Jace Bland on the far side, and Bland and Sheriffus not on the same page. That's a turnover back to West County, but they have yet to make the most of it in this third quarter. Pratt with a right-hand dribble, leisurely across half-court line. to Meinerzhagen on the right wing, guarded by Will Hopkins. Calls for a screen, gets it, lost the basketball. Hopkins takes it away, out on the run with a head of steam, stops, kicks out right wing. It's Brandon Wagner. He'll take for a long two, a little bit off the mark. The rebound, it's loose, into the hands of Jared Jones. Poked away, corralled by Jones. He'll send it up the floor. It's Pratt with a head of steam, stop and pop from the keyhole. Can't get the jumper to go. The loose ball tipped out and into the hands of Mayberry once again. Brandon Wagner up the floor, across midcourt. Face-up guarded by Reed Pratt. Wagner, the senior, has been locked in from the start. It's win or go home time in high school basketball for Class 3. Here's Mayberry onto the left wing, swaps out with Hopkins. To the free throw line to Bland. He'll set a screen, hands the basketball off to Wade. He'll drive through, stops, pops. He gets his own miss, goes right back to work. And Wade surfaced. First points of third quarter action. He's up to 17 for a game high. Momot and the Bulldogs slipping further behind. Momot takes it to the right elbow, pulls up, and Mayberry pulls down the miss once again. The outlet to Brandon Wagner. He'll dribble his way around the perimeter. Scoop pass to Wade Scherfus. Scherfus picks up his dribble, has to get helped out. Over to Brandon Wagner, into the backcourt, and tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Wagner. It'll be to West County. They'll have the inbounds right in front of our broadcast table. And it'll be Kennard to do the inbounding. Or no, he just wanted to come over and help clean up some perspiration with his shoe. So Jacob Meinerzhagen looks like he's headed over towards our broadcast table. You could reach out and touch him if you wanted to, Sean.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
He might think you're a little weird.
I would think so, too.
Now I kind of want to see. The inbounds clean into the backcourt. Matthew Momot under a minute to play in the third. 41-22, the Rebels lead. West County running out of time to get points on the board. And here's a collision. And it sounded like a ton of bricks hitting the floor on the far side. It was Noah Vinson that comes out of the pile. Along with Brandon Wagner, literally there was a pile of humanity on the floor. A foul will be called on Brandon Wagner. That'll be the first on Brandon. Second on the Rebels in the second half. Baseline inbounds, far side of the basket. Meinerzhagen bounces it into Barnett. Back to Meinerzhagen, turnaround jumper. A little bit strong, and the rebound comes down to Brandon. Wagner with a left-hand dribble up the floor. Now crosses the half-court stripe. Takes it to the left wing on the bounce. Hands it off to Scherfus. Scherfus through traffic. Somehow keeps the basketball. Goes to the rack, but called for the walk. He somehow kept his balance about 6 inches off the ground. His chest 6 inches off the ground and somehow does not fall.
I don't know how he held on to the basketball, but I'll tell you how he got to the basket. He took a couple steps too many there.
Sure did. Here's Momot in West County. Under 10 to go. They've got to get something going offensively. Have struggled mightily. Here's Meinerzhagen working around the perimeter. Under 5. He'll step back. Long 2 on the baseline. Can't get it to go. Jones. And a foul will be called right before the buzzer sounds. It looks like they're going to get Kobe Wright for the foul call. No. A number 4 comes out of the official's hand. Let's see. Who did they actually charge that to? That goes against 44.
It's Holden Mayberry.
And that's a big-time call. After 3, it's 41-22. Central in a great position to repeat as district champions. We'll step aside for 30 and come back to start the fourth quarter of the Class 3 District 3 Boys Championship game on J98.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
After three quarters, Central has held on to a 15-plus point lead since about midway through the second quarter, and West County has been unable to chip away at it. As we start the fourth quarter, the Rebels open up with possession of the basketball, and Wade Surface steps out of bounds, trying to work his way through a double team.
Just lost track of where he was on the court. He was out of bounds by a good 6 inches there.
The whole left foot was clearly out of bounds.
And if he put his heel down, his right foot would have been out too.
He was a little out of sorts on that trip. 41-22, West County has it. They've got to get something going offensively. It has been a tough go. Here's Momot trying to drive, floats with a right hand, can't get the shot to fall. The rebound over to Meinerzegen, and he'll get the shot to fall. The first points of the fourth quarter go to Jacob Meinerzegen. West County held to just 4 points in that third quarter. There's only 6 points for Central. Surface drives along the baseline from the corner, gets the foul call. Bucket doesn't go. He'll head to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Surface with 17 points in the game. And a pair of free throws to come. First one's up. He misses the first. He'll stay at 17 points for now. One more free throw to come. Barnett and Vincent check out between free throws for West County. Pratt and Kennard come on. One more free throw to come for Surface. It's up and in. Goes one for two. And puts it to 42-24, an 18-point advantage. It's as large as it's been all night. Momot holds the basketball at the top of the circle. Tries to get it to Jones. Bland knocks it away. Now Brandon Wagner will track down the loose ball, and the lead gets larger. Brandon Wagner, the rip and the finish, up by 20 at 44-24 and 7 to play.
He's grimacing right now. He's frustrated. He wanted to dunk that one, but kind of lost it a little bit on the way up.
So it's going to happen eventually. The elevation is just off the charts.
He's got the elevation and the height. Just got to hang on to the ball on your way up.
And Jacob Meinerzegen turns the basketball over, called for the over-under, just cupped it a little bit, trying to cross over the defender. And the 20-point margin on average, Central 2-0 against West County this season by an average of 19.5 points on both of those.
I mean, they've just had their number all season.
Jace Bland, the sideline inbounds right in front of us. Wine Surface on the run. He'll go right to the rack and finish with a right hand.
Beautiful double-clutch lay-in there. He went up with it. Block was coming, grabbed it, pulled it around, and laid it in off the glass beautifully.
And Wade has 20 points in the game. Here's Meinerzegen and West County trying to get something going, looking to fire a pass through traffic off the back of Jace Bland out of bounds. West County will retain possession. And Surefis right now with 20. West County has a team with 24. Momot gets it in quickly to the near block, and Jones will be fouled, trying to catch and go up quickly. Just unable to do so. The lead up to 22. That foul charge to Jace Bland. That will be his second. Jones at the free throw line. 1 of 3. 1 of 4.
I mean, you can see the frustration setting in with just the body language of all the players for West County. It's been a rough night for them, and it hasn't been getting any easier.
Yeah, 5 of 11 at the free throw line. 5 of 12 at the free throw line. Jones goes 0 for. He's missed his last 4 free throw attempts after making the first. Central, the rebound. Surface turns on the Jets. Left them on a little too long as he left the right-handed runner off the back iron. Momot goes back the other way, trying to answer some kind of rhythm for West County. They have just been stagnant. Maybe Momot can break the trend there. Surface back the other way with the up and under. Doesn't go that time either. Meinerzegen into the front court and left Will Hopkins on skates. He'll go back around the other way. Uses a screen. Fires a pass into the near corner. Nearly out of bounds. Saved by Kennard. To the right wing to Jared Jones. Between the circles to Reed Pratt. They'll swing it around. Left wing jump three. It's from Meinerzegen. Off the corner of the rim and the glass. Straight down to the hands of Brandon Wagner on the far block. 5.5 to go. Wagner takes it to the left wing. Pratt comes out on defense. Mayberry sets a screen. Wagner will use it. He'll bounce pass to the far side to Bland. Bland sets a screen, lobs over the defense. Here's Surface for a baseline jumper. It won't fall. And getting called for the foul on the rebound was Jace Bland. And that will be the third on Jace.
Yeah, Wade Surface, his shooting percentage has gone down a bit since the first half of the game. He's missed a couple of easy layups and a jump shot there as well. But he's still having a heck of a night.
Yeah, he is just, when he decides to put it on the floor and push the pace, there are not many people I've seen all year that have that kind of first step.
And his stride, he can extend his stride as well, which is just a savvy veteran move.
Has a wonderful Euro step stride. See what West County can get going offensively. Down by 20 with 5 minutes to play. And Central in no hurry. A foul on the drive will be a baseline inbounds to come. The foul charge to Brandon Wagner, just his second. Five on Central, six on West County. The baseline inbound comes into the near corner to Pratt. Pratt drives baseline, goes and drops it off to Barnett. And Barnett gets the easy bucket, his first points of the night with 5 minutes to go. And a foul called on the inbounds. And this one's got to go against Pratt.
I think this is going to be a one and one here.
Indeed. That should be the seventh on West County. It will be the first on Reed Pratt, and we'll put Brandon Wagner at the free throw line. Wagner sitting with just 5 points in the game right now. Wade Surface leading the way for the Rebels with 20. Holden Mayberry in double figures with 11. And on the flip side of that, Jacob Meinerzagen just broke into double figures with 10. And he is the only Bulldog in double figures. Brandon at the free throw line. It's out of his hand and in. Converts the front end of the one and one. We'll have the opportunity to shoot once more. Wipes off the shoes. McMullen and Mayberry on the free throw line. And two for two goes Brandon.
Yeah, one of the things I love about this Central team is just the fun that they have out on the court.
And they are having some fun right now, up by 20. West County is trying to figure it out.
You look at Mayberry, like he pump faked from about 40 feet out before.
Meinerzagen driving to the basket with a right hand, gets the contact. He'll end to the free throw line, but he's got to convert, and they've got to continue. To, I mean, really the margin for error is gone.
And beyond just Mayberry, like you look at Wagner too. He's all smiles out there. He's having fun. Sheriff's as well. He's an aggressive player, but you can tell he's having fun out there too.
It would be a fun style of play. It's very schoolyard. It's very flex, shuffle, motion, whatever you want to call it. But everybody gets involved. The and one. The free throw is in.
And it's certainly a lot of fun when you're up 48-31 as well in the district championship game.
Meinerzagen trying to steal the basketball away from Brandon Wagner, unable to do so. He fires a pass into the front court, looking for Kobe Wright. A little bit off the mark. Wright has to dive onto the stage. West County with numbers back the other way, but Wright now back in play on the defensive side. On the right wing, Jacob Meinerzagen working on Will Hopkins. Hopkins tries to drive, or rather, Meinerzagen tries to drive, floats from 12, off the mark on the jumper. And Brandon Wagner comes down with a miss. He'll cross the midline, calls for a screen. Mayberry comes out to give it to him. He'll work around it. Barnett hedges that screen. He'll force the pass to Kobe Wright. Now Sherfus drives, pulls up with a right hand, and gets it to go up to 22 points. Pratt in the front court to Pingle, to Momot. Guards all over the floor right now for West County. Momot drives, dishes it off, and a foul will be called on Momot on the offensive foul, the player control foul, and Kobe Wright puts his left hand up and starts scooping out of the right hand as he heads back down the floor. Says, we're eating, boys.
I mean, they're not just eating, they're feasting out here at West County High School.
A little pause in the action after that foul was called on Momot. That was his first handful of substitutions. It's Mayberry, Hopkins, Brandon Wagner, Wade Surface, Kobe Wright for Central. Pratt, Pingle, Jared Jones, Momot, Meinerzagen for West County. Here's Mayberry from block to block. Kobe Wright blocked from behind, but a foul is called. He'll head to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
That was Meinerzagen who came skying in there from behind, trying to get the block. And you can see the frustration setting in as he, not just bounce pass, spikes passes that one to the official.
That foul charge to Meinerzagen. That will be his third. Puts Kobe Wright at the free throw line. First free throws of the game. He gets the first to go. And the 6'4 senior up to 3 points contributing in the district championship is Kobe Wright. One more free throw to come for Kobe. It's up. And a lane violation. Free throw was missed. And Kobe Wright looks at the rest of it. Was that one on me? Yes, it was on you. He didn't question it at all. He just turned around and said, okay. 3:33 on the clock. The margin is at 20. It's been as large as 22. 51-31, West County asked to start firing up the triple or getting to the line. Here's Miner Shagan on the right wing. Dribble drive across the way. He'll kick a pass out to the left wing. Pingle on the three ball. Can't get it to go. Miner Shagan jumping for the rebound. Last touched by Central. West County will retain possession.
I mean, they need a couple of big possessions strung together here in a short period of time. They're down 20 with 3:15 left on their season.
They've got to get something to at least spark this crowd, spark the team, as time is dwindling. Just over 3 minutes to play. West County has it with Pratt driving. He'll pull up from the free throw line. Shot won't fall. Loose ball. It's Mayberry with yet another rebound. Between Mayberry and Brandon Wagner, they've had almost all of the rebounds. Brandon driving down the near sideline. Floats through traffic. Puts up an awkward shot. Does not fall. The rebound to Pratt. He'll fire into the front court. Miner Sagan to Momot off the mark. Momot has to throw it back in just to keep it in play. Here's Scherfus down the near sideline behind the back to get around Pratt. He'll go through the lane behind the back with a right-handed runner. Wade Scherfus, unbelievable. There is most certainly a new sheriff in town. 53-31. Wade up to 23 points.
I'm just waiting to see the Jason White Chocolate Williams elbow pass from him.
Here's Jared Jones trying to get something going, and there's just a lid on the bucket from 2 feet out. It went halfway down and popped right back up for Jones's right-handed turnaround.
It's been that kind of night for West County as a whole.
Here's Brandon Wagner into the front court. Just over two to play. The lead at 22. It's the largest it's been so far. Mayberry holds the basketball. It's 2:06. Rolls through on the game clock. To Kobe Wright standing in the circle. Wright directing traffic. Gets it to Scherfus. Scherfus lost the basketball between his legs. Trying to get around the defender. Looks at the official and just nods his head. Because I did do that, didn't I?
Yep, that was you.
1:58 left. 53-31. And we'll hear a good round of applause as Jared Barnett heads off of the floor. One of the seniors on this ball club. Jacob Miner-Zagan lost the handle, bringing it across the midline into the hands of Brent Wagner. Mayberry leads the break, are you kidding me? And finishes holding Mayberry coast to coast after taking that one away. Unreal. Miner-Zagan showing the never say die attitude, driving through the lane. He'll get the block and head to the free throw line. The right-handed shot won't fall.
Miner Shagan still frustrated, although he drew the foul that he didn't get the finish to force an and-one opportunity. He kind of shoved the ball away from him while he was lying down on the court.
That foul charge to Kobe Wright. Miner Shagan at the free throw line, 1 of 3 tonight. He'll shoot 2 here. Be the 13th free throw attempt for West County and is indeed missed. With 91 seconds left, it might be safe to say that Central season will extend by at least one game. Miner-Zagan off back iron. The rebound. Do I need to? Holden Mayberry, did you say it at home? I hope so.
Was that a Wagner?
The sheriff in the front court for the Rebels with a low dribble, kicks up top. Mayberry pumps at the 25-foot triple, doesn't take it. They'll try to work around Jared Jones, and apparently Holden Mayberry is the de facto point guard in the 2-minute drill for Central. He just ran a fast break. Now he's dribble driving from the top of the key.
Pulling up from about 25, 30 feet out.
Tap him. Excuse me, Holden, you are 6'3" and 200 pounds, sir. At the free throw line. It taps off the front lip 3 times. Mayberry leans back like, please fall in. And it did.
That's the second time I've seen him do that, as well as a couple players check out for Central.
Kobe Wright.
Brandon Wagner checks out as well, and the seniors. That was a little senior roll call done by Coach Adam Barton with 1:13 on the clock as the Rebel faithful makes some noise for their two seniors, Kobe Wright and Brandon Wagner. Mayberry misses the second free throw. Couldn't will that one in. And Noah Vinson back the other way with a full head of steam with a pedal to the floor and gets the right-hander to go. And the Central crowd giving them the business with a minute to go. 56-33 the score. And it looks like they're just going to churn this one out. Sherifus directing traffic. He'll drive and just put up a shot. And we'll give it to Meinerzhagen with 40 on the clock. The Central Rebels will claim Class 3 District 3 for the third year in a row as Vincent loses the basketball and McMullen comes away with it. And a foul will be called as Momot comes out for the intentional. It will put McMullen at the free throw line. 10 fouls on West County, so that will be two free throws to come as Matthew Momot gets a good round of applause for West County. Matthew Momot, Jacob Meinerzhagen, those guys deserve it. Those guys deserve the acknowledgement, not only from the purple side, but from the red side. The way that these teams have battled over the years, what those guys have meant to this program, it's been just about everything, heart and soul, the lunch pail kind of guys, and they're suiting up in the purple for the final time. That'll be Brendan Pingle, Jacob Meinerzhagen, Matthew Momot, Jared Barnett, and Jared Jones for West County, all suiting up in the purple uni for the final time tonight as they will fall in this district championship game to the Central Rebels. Revan McMullen at the line, makes the first, calls up, and makes the second. McMullen will check out, and it's a full-out line change for Central.
JV squad's in.
Dump the puck. The net's empty. There's Vincent on the right wing for West County, trying to work his way past Gage Mannion. He'll drop a pass off, and down low, Broderick McIntyre gets his first shot of the game and makes his first shot of the game. McIntyre, a junior. A pass from Gage Mannion to Drew Hamsky. And that will do it. The Central Rebels are the champions of Class 3, District 3. The final score, 58-35, as they dispatch the West County Bulldogs for the third year in a row. A solid performance from the Rebels from start to finish, and they are headed back into the state sectional round. We'll take a two-minute pause and crunch some of our post-game stats up next on J98.
It's the unauthorized Articat factory sales event, only at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. Unauthorized because the only permission I needed was for me to blow out these new non-current Articats at the most ridiculous low prices ever. How about a new Wildcat Trail side-by-side that was $11,500, now only $8,000? Or a new Articat 700 XT full-featured utility sport ATV was $10,500, now only $5,800. But wait, there's lots more unauthorized deals, like the Articat 1000 XT. With more power than you can imagine. Was $11,500, now only $6,700. And hunters, listen up. Hit the woods in the new Articat 700 Limited camo model with power steering, bumpers, aluminum wheels, and a winch. Was $11,500, now only $6,200. No one, I mean no one, can touch these deals. This is Tim Serdike at Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail, Highway 67 South of Festus, next to the Harley store. For complete details, go to tserdikestt.com and like us on Facebook.
Prices do not include sales tax, destination dealer, prep, freight, administration, licensing fees. See store for details.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
The staff, students, and community of CUBA are proud of the Wildcats and their coaches. You've given countless hours of hard work and dedication. We're proud of the way that you represent the district and the community. Crawford County R2 School District sends the best of luck to all of the players in the 2017 District Basketball Tournament. This message brought to you by the Crawford County R2 School District in CUBA. Go Wildcats!
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98 The Boot.
This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
And we welcome you back courtside at the conclusion of the Class 3 District 3 Championships. And for the third year in a row, it is a Central Rebel sweep in the districts. The ladies and the gents claiming the district championships tonight. For the ladies, it was a victory over the fourth seed Steelville. For the boys, they topped the second seed and the host, West County. A phenomenal performance from start to finish by the Central Rebels as they claim it 58-35 over West County. The leading scorer in the contest goes to Wade Scherfus. He finishes with a game-high 24 points, with 15 of that 24 coming in the first half. Also in double figures, a double-double tonight for Holden Mayberry, 14 points. And other scores for the Central Rebels, Brandon Wagner finishes with 7, Brevin McMullen with 6, Kobe Wright with 3, and Will Hopkins chips in with 2 points. The scoring for West County, led by Jacob Minershagen in his final contest playing for the West County Bulldogs, finishes with a team-high 13 points. Other contributors, Jared Jones with 8, Matthew Momot with 6, Noah Vinson finishes with 4 points, Jared Barnett with 2, and Broderick McIntyre with a final 2 points in the game for West County. So both Central teams claim the district championship. They will advance to take on the winner of Class 3 District 4 in the state sectional round, as Class 3 District 3 is in the books for 2016-2017. We'll have more district coverage coming for you later this week. On Saturday, we will start coverage of Class 4 District 2 from Hillsboro High School, and we will follow that as our next district. Still awaiting the head coaches of our two squads. A lot of ceremonious activities taking place after the district championship games, with Central and West County accepting awards and ladders out to cut down the nets. And the way things unfolded, and as the boys get set to cut down the nets, they better leave one of these nets up for those Central ladies. They definitely earned that honor tonight with a victory over Steelville. So both Central teams for the third year in a row claiming the district championship. For the Rebels, it's the third in a row in which they top the West County Bulldogs. For the Lady Rebels, it's their fourth district title in Class 3. And prior to that, they had won a district championship in Class 4. So festivities still taking place as the two teams are meeting up at midcourt, the Rebels men and women's team. We will take another pause in our post-game show as everything starts to wind down from West County High School. We'll have more coverage up next on J98.
All Aboard Learning Center in Cuba is the only accredited facility in Crawford County offering care for children 6 weeks to 13 years of age. All Aboard Learning Center is open Monday through Friday from 6 until 6. Full or part-time care is available. To enroll your child in child care or preschool, call 677-2252. That number again, 677-2252, or log on to allaboardlearningcenter.org. That's All Aboard Learning Center. They make learning fun on Rutz Subdivision Road in Cuba.
The entire staff of the City of Steelville wishes to congratulate the Steelville Cardinals basketball team on a successful season. It takes an enormous amount of hard work and dedication to have a successful season. The City of Steelville is very proud of the school and all of the students. The city wishes the best of luck to the boys and girls on the Steelville Cardinals basketball team during the Class 3 District 3 basketball tournament. Go Cardinals!
LaPlante Carpet in Park Hills is not just a carpet store. They carry ceramic tile, linoleum, and laminate flooring. Stop by and check out the wide variety of options and prices. Being on a budget doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. After all, LaPlante Carpet is home of the lowest prices. And once you've selected what you want, they offer professional installation. LaPlante Carpet, located on top of the hill on East Main and Park Hills. Stop by today or call 431-5542.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
Welcome back into post-game coverage on J98. Joined now by the game-high scorer, Wade Scherfus. And, man, I'll tell you, you were locked in from the start. What's it like now that you get to be one of the guys at the center of this district championship?
I love it. Last year I was behind Jake Bridges, and he taught me a lot, and Connor Proffer. So I was just watching what they did. So.
How nice is it, how fulfilling is it to know that you step into that role and there was no letdown? You accomplished the same thing those guys did. You kept the trend rolling.
It feels really good. I put in a lot of work this offseason, so I'm happy to see that it pays off.
Man, your dribble drive game is next to none, not
Thank
only
you.
In this area, but for a wide range. How long have you had that kind of ability? It's unreal.
I think I've always had it. I've always been a shooter, too, but I think about the last couple of years, people have been noticing my dribbling.
So when you're in a game, is it just everything instinctual? Because your first step, it doesn't seem like there's a much of a thought there.
I just go off instincts. I just play. I just react. That's all I do.
What do you take more pride in? Because it seems like you're just as active on the defensive end as you are on the offensive side.
I like offense better, but defense, yeah, I like it. But offense, that's my thing right there.
Now, I've seen you play a handful of times this year, and I can kind of compare your game a little bit to some other guys professionally. Is there anybody that you kind of emulate or try to play like?
The GOAT, Kobe Bryant.
I love that you said that was the GOAT. You might be my favorite human alive right now, man.
I've always watched him. Growing up, I've watched his highlights all the time.
You can see it when you do that crossover step-back jumper. It's very, very Kobe-esque. What's it like to get this done for Brandon and Kobe?
I love those guys. I want to get everything done for them, and I want to keep going. I want to go to the Final Four with them because I love those guys. I want the best for them.
It seems like when you guys are out there, you have a whole lot of fun.
Yep.
Is that the case?
Yeah, we have great chemistry.
I see. You see a guy like Holden pump fake at a 30-foot three. You can't help but smile at him, right?
Yep, I love it. He can shoot it, though.
You think he can knock it in?
Yeah, he makes it in practice all the time. I think he can make it.
It seemed like when he pumped at it, you came and took it away and said, I'll go ahead and shoot that, and then you knocked it in from the far side.
Hey, he wants to shoot it. He's going to shoot it. We're going to get him another three by the end of the year.
When I watch you guys play, one thing that I think describes the offensive flow, it's very schoolyard. It's very playing at the park. Do you guys enjoy that style of play?
Yeah, Coach just lets us play. He trusts us. And I love that he does. And we work really well together, so that's what we do. That's how we play.
Now, at the beginning of the year, from the outside looking in,
yep.
Everybody says, well,
rebuild.
They can't get there. They're not supposed to do this.
Nope.
You did.
Yep.
So what are you guys thinking now?
I think we're the best around here. We've had some up and downs, but when it's all said and done, I think we're the best around here.
So,
and we can go far.
Some of the things that you've checked off the list this season so far, I mean, this was clearly one of those things on the bulletin board. What are some of the goals that you guys still have out there? I know it's going to be one game at a time, but you mentioned Final Four.
We're looking to go all the way as far as we can. We have a lot of heart.
You guys definitely play with a whole lot of heart. Where does that start? Does it start at the top with Coach Barton?
Yeah. When he talks to us in the locker room, he gets us pumped up.
I'll say you guys came out from the start and really put on a show. You finished with a game high 24 points.
Oh, I thought I had 26.
You might have. I might have shorted you one, man.
I keep track of my head.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you. Are you aware of that in the flow of the game?
So yeah, most of the time.
You're able to play as fast as you do and stat track?
Yeah.
So you might have a future in taking my jobs if you're that good, man. That's unbelievable. When you're matched up against a team like West County, a team that's a very gritty team, you got to stay focused from start to finish. How do you stay locked in?
We just got to – Coach tells us to shut down one guy, and that's Jacob Meyer-Sagan, because he's a really good player, and we know how good he is. And he said if we shut him down and the other guys get a few points, we'll be good. We'll win it.
And in the process of that, you guys somehow offensively stay in such a rhythm and stay in sync. But it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of thought into that, a whole lot of design. It's kind of like everybody knows what the other one's doing. Yep. It's like having five fingers on a hand out there.
It's like a work of art. We just play together. We love each other. And we just play how we know how to play.
Tonight, you really paced the entire flow of the game. You really led the way. And at one point, it seemed like you were on pace to outscore the opposition on your own.
That'd have been nice.
In the end, you finished with the game-high 24. And I'm going to go ahead and do this to you now. I'm dubbing you the sheriff because there is most certainly a new sheriff in town, man.
Thank you.
Once again, the sheriff, Wade Sheriff, is joining us on the postgame. Wade, I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you for sectionals.
All right.
Once again, the game high score, Wade Sheriff, is joining us on the postgame show as his team advances into the state sectional round. We'll take a two-minute pause and jump back for more postgame coverage on J98.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
New homeowner? See agent Dana Richter in Steelville about their companion policy discounts.
The staff, students, and community of Cuba are proud of the Wildcats and their coaches. You've given countless hours of hard work and dedication. We're proud of the way that you represent the district and the community. Crawford County R2 School District sends the best of luck to all of the players in the 2017 District Basketball Tournament. This message brought to you by the Crawford County R2 School District in Cuba. Go Wildcats!
All Aboard Learning Center in Cuba is the only accredited facility in Crawford County offering care for children 6 weeks to 13 years of age. All Aboard Learning Center is open Monday through Friday from 6 until 6. Full or part-time care is available. To enroll your child in child care or preschool, call 677-2252. That number again, 677-2252. Or log on to allaboardlearningcenter.org. That's All Aboard Learning Center. They make learning fun on Rutz Subdivision Road in Cuba.
Coverage on championship night from Class 3, District 3, and it's a Central Rebel sweep. Joining us on the post game, the head coach of the Rebel Boys, Coach Adam Barton. Coach, congratulations on a pretty solid win there. Your guys came out determined, it seemed, from the start.
Oh, yeah. You know, we were dialed in, man. They were ready. They were, they were jacked up. They were ready for this. They've been waiting for this game all year. I thought we come out a little too hyped up. You know, we looked a little too jumpy. It's to be expected in this environment. But very, very quickly we settled in and got down to business and really were pretty sharp most of the night.
Now, you and I had the conversation earlier this year about this wasn't supposed to happen this season. There were a few things that weren't supposed to happen this season that you guys accomplished, and here you are. You did.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say it wasn't supposed to happen, but, you know.
You can blame that on us.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a lot of, you know, well, they're going to be 500, or, well, they're young, but they'll get better, and, you know, whatever. Maybe a year. I heard a lot of that, and here we sit, you know, conference champs, district champs, 21 wins. You don't do a whole lot better than that, really. It's pretty sweet, and especially with a group of guys who have kind of been, you know, with the exception of maybe Brandon Wagner, the rest of them have been JV guys, guys that's kind of been in the background. You know, they've been here and they've celebrated, but it wasn't them on the floor really winning it. And tonight, you know, guys like Kobe Wright and Wade Sheriffus and Holden Mayberry, this is a district championship that they can call their own, that's theirs, you know. And I'm just so proud of them. I've been with those guys their 9th and 10th grade year and grinding it out in the OJV tournaments and all that. And here they are as upperclassmen, and they're celebrating a district championship, and I'm just so happy for them. It's just amazing.
I know that when the clock finally hit zeros and you can actually acknowledge that we are the district champions, you're first as the head coach of this ball club, and as you mentioned, a first for a lot of those guys. So Is it kind of like a cementing the foundation of this team?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, all year long, even though we've had a good year and we were winning games and different things, in the back of everyone's mind, it was all about tonight, you know, and it felt like that no matter what happened, you know, we had to win this one. Like, this was it. This is what it was all about. And, you know, it was a lot of pressure. You know, we came in here knowing we were supposed to win, and if we didn't, it was going to be a big letdown. And so there was some pressure, and the guys, you know, they didn't buckle. You know, they came out and they stepped up to the challenge, and they finished the job. You know, we talked about that all year, finishing the job, and we certainly finished it tonight.
And you get that done in a very, very difficult environment to play tonight, and being able to play in this environment and being successful bodes well for the future.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we talked about that. You know, we went to Farmington and played them. Their crowd was good. You know, Notre Dame's crowd's always wild. Sullivan had a neat crowd. You know, we've went to some tough places and played some good teams, and we've had some tough crowds to deal with and student sections. Our guys like it. They don't bother our guys. We think it's fun. I mean, this environment, if you could have this environment every night, man, high school basketball, this is high school basketball at its best. You know, two communities coming together, cheering for their team, you know, so much emotion. You know, it was really a lot of fun. You know, credit to both teams and both communities. This was a really fun night.
I want to touch on fun just for a second. I asked you before to describe the moment a little bit. You said, I hope those guys get a chance to soak in that moment. Mm-hmm. And the fun that those guys have out there, they all credit it starting at the top with you. How do you keep it so light all the time?
Well, it ain't light all the time. I have to do a lot of apologizing. Like, you know, I'll say, guys, you know, I know I was a little hard on you. You got to make it fun. If you're not having fun, there's really not any point in this. Nobody's really getting paid to do this. Nobody's a professional necessarily. You got to have fun. It's all about having fun, having experience. Good teams have to balance fun and laid back with getting down to business. And this team has been really good all year about, you know, when it's time to hang out and have fun, we can do that. And when it's time to focus and dial in and get down to business, we can. So it's just a great group to coach. So many guys have developed and matured so much this year. It's been a lot of fun.
And just for an overall for Central Sports, the ladies winning again tonight, your team, the gents repeating again tonight, how much does that mean to the packed crowd of Red here tonight?
Well, you know, Central, that's what I was telling them. You know, it's about the community. It's about the school district. It's not about a player, a coach, or a team. We come over here tonight saying we want both teams to win. Our girls and boys are each other's biggest fans. Our community supports all teams. You see parents and people here who don't even have kids on the team, but they support Central. It's just a wonderful community, great school district, and I was just so happy that the girls and the boys were both able to represent and win tonight. It's really, really a special night.
The epilogue cannot be written yet. Still have the state sectionals coming up. After a performance like tonight, how do you keep the momentum rolling?
Well, I think you got to take a day or two and enjoy this. You can't come in tomorrow and say, okay, we got to start thinking about whoever. You know, I think we got to take a day and savor this and enjoy it. Probably like Sunday afternoon, we'll come in and do a few things and start talking about the next round. People have been talking about it and who's who and looking down the road. As a coach, I try not to do that. This morning I let myself slip and look at Whitfield's record and looked at some tape and stuff. But typically I like to take it one step at a time. And until tonight was over with, I couldn't let myself just get too focused on the next round. So now that tonight's over with and we've taken care of business, we're going to start looking forward to the sectional game. And the big message to your players is be happy, but don't be satisfied. You know, don't be done yet. You know, baseball, golf, track, whatever, it'll be there. You know, let's don't quit early. Let's don't check out early. And let's give ourselves a chance in the sectional game. You know, so many teams win a district and they say, oh, okay, good enough. And then they go in the sectional game and they kind of just concede the game and that's it. And I want to at least walk away, no matter what happens in the next round, I want to at least walk away knowing, you know, we gave it our best shot and whatever happens we can live with.
Now, just from your standpoint, pretty nice to come in here and get the job done.
Yeah.
Well, very fulfilling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, coming to somebody else's gym and is never easy, you know, and they definitely had the advantage there and we, you know, we had a good crowd too. But yeah, it was nice. You know, this is, you know, I don't usually get nervous for games, hardly ever. I had some butterflies today. I was antsy. I was ready to get here and get on with this, and whatever happened, you know, I could live with. But I was ready to get on with it.
All that means is you care, Coach.
That's right, yeah.
Once again, the head coach of the victorious Class 3, District 3 champion Central Rebels, Coach Adam Barton. Coach, congratulations, and enjoy the rare opportunity to soak this in for a day or two.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it so much. Appreciate your coverage.
We'll see you at sectionals.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate it.
Once again, the head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Adam Barton, as his team advances on to the state sectionals after defeating the West County Bulldogs. The Rebels improved to 21-8 on the season. And we are now joined by the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach Chris LeBrier, putting on a headset as we speak. And, Coach, your guys battle tonight. You come up on the short side. Towards the end there, your guys get a chance to step off the floor, get a little bit of that crowd appreciation. I want to talk to you a little bit about the game before we get into that. What did you see? Where did things kind of start to slip away?
You know, the surface got hot in the first half there, first quarter. And we couldn't buy a couple buckets, and, you know, it just got away from us that quick. That's why they have won a lot of basketball games, and, you know, that's why they're so hard to play against.
You hear the phrase in basketball, sometimes the shots don't fall. And it seemed like there was a case of that for your guys tonight, shots from beyond the arc or inside just not falling. How do you combat that as a coach for the mental side of those guys when the shots just aren't falling?
Well, you just got to keep, you got to keep working. And hopefully then it turns out, but it didn't. It was just one of those things. They're a good team for a reason. They're hard for us to defend. And when they start making shots, it gets really difficult.
You mentioned difficult, and difficult is watching those guys step off the floor, getting the big round of applause, and just you see what they're going through in that point in time. But those guys that got that acknowledgement tonight have really been a big part of this program, not only this year, but for the past handful of years. Take your pick from Jacob to Matthew to both Jareds. I mean, you could really run through the list, including Brendan as well.
Yeah.
How much of those guys not only meant to this program, but just meant to you?
Well, I mean, you build a relationship with those guys, and it's hard to see it come to an end. You know, you don't want to. I was looking forward to going to practice tomorrow and being around those guys, and you know, we don't get to. This group of seniors has won 61 basketball games in the last 3 years. They've won 2 out of 3 Thanksgiving tournament championships. They've won back-to-back conference championships. So, you know, we've been pretty successful with them, and it was a tough locker room.
I imagine so. And what goes through your head, the support that those guys get from the West County faithful? Is they got a very, very good appreciative applause as they left the floor.
You know, having a smaller school like we have, you know, everybody knows everybody, and it's a small community, and the kids you know, we had a lot of kids here tonight. That's the most kids I've ever seen in one of our games. But, that's why, you know, everybody's close. And you can tell it by the way they got the standing ovation coming off the floor.
And it's a tough thing to soak in, a tough pill to swallow on the short end of things tonight. But for those guys, just the adoration that they've had over the past few years from the community, that's the stuff they'll never forget. And the tutelage of growing from sophomores and being a little immature to being grown up and being where they are now.
Oh, yeah, they've grown up a lot. And, you know, you see these come in and grow up and be little teenagers, and they grow up and be men. You know, they're 18 years old. They're going to be going off to college. And I think all five of those kids are going to be successful.
Coach, any parting words for your team this year, for your seniors?
You know, I'm going to miss them. I really am. This group, you know, it's one of those things. You hate to see this group go. And I'm from Brendan Pingle to, we call him Bear, to Momont, to Jared Jones, Jared Barnett, and Jacob. you know, you grow a relationship with those kids, and you it's tough to see them go.
Coach, I appreciate you coming on the post game. I know it's tough, and as always, I always appreciate your lighthearted balance of seriousness.
Yeah,
I say it's something that you can see into your team.
Yeah.
It translates well, and I know that you're sending a couple of good guys out into the world.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys even coming over here and covering us.
Once again, the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach Chris LeBrier, joining us on our post game show. Coach, thank you. That will do it for our broadcast of Class 3, District 3 High School Basketball. It is a Central Rebel sweep. For the boys, the third in the row, and for the ladies, that is number 4 in Class 3. We will have more district basketball coming up on Saturday. We will start our coverage with first round play in Class 4, District 2 from Hillsborough High School. We'll roll back around Monday to start semifinals for the ladies, semifinals for the boys on Tuesday, championships for Class 4, District 2. Next Thursday. Once again, Class 3 District 3 Championship sweep in favor of the Central Rebels. I want to say thank you to Sean Malone, my partner on the broadcast tonight. A shout out to Evan Thurman, engineering and operating back at the studio for Regional Radio. I'm Greg Armbruster. Till next time, be good or be good at it.